This is Dr. Lee Decating, readmission history, physical, patient name Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, date of birth 7-3-1966, place Future Care Charge Village, date of service 12-19-2023, history of present illness. This is a 57-year-old female with a known history of HIV disease, coronary artery disease, CVA, right MCA distribution, and resulting in left side weakness, dysarthria. She also has a history of central carcinosis, atrial fibrillation, DVT, chronically on anticoagulation, and history of mitral valve prosthesis. She has a right renal mass, CKD, monoclonal gammopathy, chronic peg placement. Patient was admitted to the hospital. She was sent from the nursing home to emergency room because she has a cough, congestion, chest x-ray performed, shows bilateral infiltrate, suggestive of pneumonia. Patient was evaluated in the ED and subsequently admitted. Patient was managed for pneumonia. And also left-sided pleural effusion. Patient was given IV vancomycin, cefepime, blood culture, sputum culture ordered. Patient has a known CKD that was managed, paroxysmal AFib, DVT, and PE. Patient was maintained on anticoagulation. Aliquot 5 mg BID for coronary artery disease, hypertension. Patient was maintained on her medication, carvedilol, hydralazine, and clonidine for blood pressure close monitoring. HIV disease, she was managed. Patient was managed in the hospital after stabilization. Patient improved, and subsequently patient was discharged to the nursing facility. Today when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. She has expressive aphasia, not able to communicate properly, but she has no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, and no fever. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, and no distress. Next, in past medical history, number one, CVA with the right MCA territory, resulting in left side weakness. Next line, HIV disease. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, stress post mitral valve prosthesis, chronically in anticoagulation, atrial fibrillation, right renal mass, CKD stage 3, monoclonal gammopathy, dysphagia, stress post peg placement, and ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, allergies not known. Next line, social history, nursing home resident, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Family history, patient couldn't tell. Medication, clonidine 0.2 mg twice a day. Next line, dolutegravir, D-O-L-U-T-E-G-R-A-V-I-R, 50 mg daily. Next line, Eliquis 5 mg BID. Next line, esomeprazole 20 mg daily. Next line, Lasix 20 mg daily. Next line, gabapentin 100 mg. Daily. Next and hydralazine 25 mg 3 times a day. Next and lactulose 59 mg daily. Next and lamivudine LAMIVUDANE 100 mg daily. Next and lidoderm patch 5% daily. Next and lisinopril 40 mg daily. Next and senacart 8.6 mg 2 tablet at night. Next and tramadol 50 mg 3 times a day. PRN for pain. Trazodone 50 mg daily. Vitamin D 50,000 units weekly. Aspirin 81 mg daily, ganafacin 600 mg BID. And trazodone 50 mg daily. Dulcolax suppository 10 mg every 24-hour PRN basis for constipation. There was a system, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, left side weakness. Physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed, she has expressive aphasia, blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 78, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, head rhythmic, anomalous, cardiogenic, tachycardic, no ENA discharge, neck supple, JVD, chest, non-tender lungs, bilateral diminished pressure from the bases, upper field clear, no wheezing, neck and heart SMS2, neck and abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel positive, G2 is in place, extremities, no cough tenderness, neck and neuro, she is awake, lying on the bed, expressive aphasia, left side weakness noted. Assessment number one, recent pneumonia, next line, left side pleural effusion, next line CKD, next line paroxysmal AFib, next line history of DVT and PE, next line coronary artery disease, next line hypertension, next line cognitive impairment, next line GERD, next line plan of care, will continue all her current medication, monitor lab electrolyte care, plan discuss with nursing staff. Thank you.